Hi, this is a dictation for Shaina Mohan, Shaina Mohan. Date of birth is 12/23/1990. Date of service is 7/20. No, sorry, the date of service is 8/30/2022. The date of accident is 7/27/2022. Shaina Mohan is a victim of a automobile accident, and on 7/27/2022, she was involved in an accident where she was rear-ended as a front seat passenger, restrained, leading to severe headaches and also history of pain in the neck, lower back, and both shoulders, and some chest pain, lower chest pain, numbness of the left fourth fifth finger. And she was evaluated, she was provided all the medications, and started with physical therapy, which she has been going 3 times per week. And she reports that her pains are now around between 4 to 6 in the right shoulder, neck, the lower back, and numbness of the finger is completely gone. And she is also seeing a neurologist for her epilepsies, Constantino Jules, J-U-L-E-S, he's a doctor. And she's also seeing a neuropsych through them for her pre-existing epilepsy. I have referred her back to the same doctor, Constantine Jules, MD, for taking care of the headaches and brain concussion and possible TBI. Regarding the pain, patient was provided a MRI order last month when she came first time, and it is now available. It shows that she has cervical MRI from Michigan Diagnostic dated 8/5/2022, and it shows traces of bulging disc from C3-4 to C5-6 to C6-C7 and small anterior disc ossified complex. In addition, patient has lumbar area. There is a bulging disc from T12-L1, L1-L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, as well as L5-S1, as well as slight grade 1 anterior listis of L5-S1. Patient is and some facet arthropathy from T12 to L45. The patient is advised about this MRI. All the detailed options were discussed with the patient. And currently the pain level is from 2 to 6 and ADLs are not greatly affected. She is now working full time on a light duty job because she is a nurse. She reports 50% improvement in the symptoms that were existing prior to it. ADLs are again not significant. She is able to move around and do everything that she is supposed to do. In the system review, neurology psych patient reports of headaches, which are only 3, and they are located in the right temple and are not associated with any seizures or nausea, vomiting, or any other significant thing. The patient does have some vision disturbances, and she reports of some floatings or floaters in the vision, for which she is referred to an eye doctor of her choice. Her both ears are ringing, and vision disturbances and headaches. There is no associated blackout, dizziness, vertigo, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, or lack of concentration, or loss of memory. And there is no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports of neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, lower back pain, neck pain, and shoulder pain. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports there are changes. The pain has decreased, and there are no relevant changes in the medical hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Advil and pain gel. Substance abuse none, and compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 119/86, pulse is 93, pulse ox is 100%, and the rest of the exam is from previous visit of 8/2/2022, dictation number is 0902-045. The previous visit was 7/29/2022. I apologize. That was written wrongly. Please use a general review, musculoskeletal examination and extremities examination from that visit, along with the diagnosis, which are in the same plan of care. Well, she has a multi-level disc bulging in the cervical and lumbar, which involves from T12 to L5 and C3 to C7, for which she has been advised to continue the physical therapy, chiropractic, home stretching, neck traction manually, and also continue yoga exercise. And cervical pillow has been ordered for her, and she has been requested to continue her neck brace, tense unit. Neuropsych evaluation has been ordered. Neurologist she already has, whom she will be seeing. And other than that, nothing special is available. We have informed her that her pain, if they do not disappear after 3 months, then she can think of getting a lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injection and or a surgical referral. I do not believe that she has a surgical pathology, but however, she can still see a surgeon to make sure there is no surgery need. At this time, patient is fairly stable and she is recovering. She is ordered a physical therapy, which is three times per week, focusing on the shoulder, right shoulder, and for neck and the lower back. Headaches are getting better, so no need to do further treatments. She is released to a light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days, with 7-pound lifting limit, and transpiration has been checked. Thank you.